You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I'm your host, Mark King. Thursday edition of this show today. Tyus Jones is officially a Grizzly now. The Timberwolves decided not to match, so he is officially a Grizzly, and we're going to talk about Tyus Jones versus DeLon Wright a little bit more today. I know that it's been covered. I know that I've talked about it before, but I do want to discuss it a little bit more. We're also going to talk about Summer League and what Brandon Clark is doing over there and just kind of give some overall general thoughts on Summer League as well. So let's get right to it. But before we do that, make sure you go and subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies in the whatever app you use, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, doesn't matter. Just make sure you go subscribe so you do not miss an episode. Also, there were some issues with Google Play not updating right away. I don't think they've updated since like July 1st. I know that's getting resolved. I got an email about it yesterday from our Locked On management there yesterday. So that should be resolved fairly soon. So if you're not seeing the podcast update right away, that's probably the issue if you're an Android user. So make sure you go subscribe through another platform. Maybe Stitcher would work as well for you guys. So just a little bit there. Also, if you haven't seen it already on Twitter, we have launched a Patreon for Locked On Grizzlies. That's where I'll be writing most of the time. There'll be a few bonus episodes here and there with different guests throughout the week. So if we have a 6 episodes instead of 5, that's where we'll be posting it. Also, I'll be writing over there as well. So you get my thoughts. If you're not a podcast listener, if you like to, if you're not listening every day, if you like to read more, we'll have that as well. We're also going to have access to a Slack chat that we're starting. So Locked On Grizzlies will just be basically users that are our listeners of the show. You guys can talk. We can talk about basketball, whatever you like over there in the Slack chat. We're also going to be doing some giveaways. So as most of you may not know, I used to run a Grizzlies merchandising company. So I have a ton of stuff just literally sitting in my attic, like 5 or 6 boxes of just stuff. And so basically there's no real reason other than just to give it away to everybody. So that's what we're going to start doing, and start doing those Grizzlies giveaways every couple weeks, probably. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do it. I mean, in the past it's been like Twitter contests, but I don't really know. So if you have an idea, let me know. If there's a good way to do giveaways these days. I'm not really sure how to do a podcast giveaway, so I'll figure that out. But I got a lot of stuff to give away. So if you're a listener of the show, go to Locked On Grizzlies Patreon page. That's patreon.com/LockedOnGrizzlies. It's $3 a month. It's super easy, super cheap. A lot of extra content over there for you guys. So make sure you go and do that. But let's talk about Tyus Jones versus DeLon Wright. This is a debate that has, I guess, raged on for on social media because, frankly, there's nothing else to talk about. So I do want to get a little bit more in depth about the idea of DeLon Wright versus Tyus Jones. Like, Tyus Jones, I saw this come across my timeline the other day that Tyus Jones wants to play with Ja Morant, and I just don't know if that's possible. Ja Morant and Tyus Jones are both small people, and like, there's not a whole lot of offense to go around. Like, I don't know if that's possible. Being able to guard, maybe it doesn't matter this year. Maybe it doesn't matter at all because they're going to be bad this year, and you can play those guys together. But I don't envision that happening. I don't envision a situation where you get into a game where you can play Ja Morant and Tyus Jones together. Tyus Jones is coming here to be the backup point guard. Tyus Jones is coming here to be a game manager for the Grizzlies. And yes, it is something you need for the Grizzlies. And like, I think that my views have gotten skewed a little bit on Tyus Jones. I like Tyus Jones. I think it's fine. I don't think it's like crazy. Like, we just got to run home and say, this is the best thing ever. And I think that's where I find a little bit of fault in a lot of people on social media that have just said, hands down, this is it. This is the best move ever. And this is it. We're getting to 2 second-round picks, and Tyus Jones is way better than DeLon Wright, no matter what you say. End of story. Period. That's just not true. I mean, there is a debate there. DeLon Wright is a much better player than Tyus Jones. Period. End of story. DeLon Wright, in a vacuum, or however you want to say it, DeLon Wright's better than Tyus Jones. That's the there's a reason that you got 2 second-round picks for DeLon Wright, and Minnesota could not extract anything for Tyus Jones. There's a reason that people wanted to pay to have DeLon Wright come and start for the Dallas Mavericks and Tyus Jones is coming to the Grizzlies to be the backup point guard. There's a difference. Now, the what the Grizzlies think and what they view as DeLon Wright, his skill set may not be as useful as Tyus Jones' skill set. That's a different conversation. Again, it's not wrong that you signed Tyus Jones and you got picks for him. It's just different. And now it's come out that the picks are pretty bad picks anyway. So there's not a whole lot there. So like pretending like there is no conversation of keeping DeLon Wright is better than having Tyus Jones and 2 second-round picks, pretending like there's not a conversation there, it's just silly at this point, because DeLon Wright is a better player and Tyus Jones is coming here to be the backup point guard. Now, there's a situation where you're going to be able to utilize Tyus Jones better. He's going to be like I said before, he is going to be a game manager. You're going to be able to use his passing, his high basketball IQ to take care of the basketball. There are going to be stretches coming up this season with Ja Morant where he's just bad, where he's just not good. In the NBA, the point guard position is one of the hardest positions to become really, really good at. It's just difficult. And so there are going to be stretches and games and just weeks where Ja Morant's just not good. Were you going to need somebody like Tyus Jones to come in and be that person that can be that steady hand that can get other people involved in the basketball game? The problem with that, and the problem that I have said all along, is that Tyus Jones is going to be getting other people involved, but there's not a whole lot of people to be making shots. I mean, if you think about it like this, Tyus Jones is going to be coming to be the backup big, or being the backup point guard. So who is he going to be playing with? He's going to be playing with Dylan Brooks, maybe? Is he going to be playing with Grayson Allen, maybe? He's going to be playing with Brandon Clark? There's just not a whole lot of offense there. And so Tyus Jones is a guy who is predicated on being able to set up other players and to make shots. You saw it with DeLon Wright last year, where he's making a lot of good passes and people just aren't finishing the shots. So Tyus Jones' guy, his game is predicated on other people being able to finish those shots that he's setting them up for. He's getting other people involved in the basketball game. But if those other people involved in the basketball game aren't very good in your second unit, or especially are not good shooters, and people can't create offense, that's when you run into an issue. Versus someone like DeLon Wright, who is a bigger guard who can defend multiple positions and actually go and create offense. He can go in and create his own shot, and that is the ultimate difference. Whether you're talking about Tyus Jones and DeLon Wright, is the offensive ability of Tyus Jones versus DeLon. That is the difference. Tyus Jones is not a guy, is not a shooter, is not going to get his own shot. Those are not the type of things that he's going to be able to do for you like DeLon Wright could. Now, again, is it wrong? No. Is it different? Yes. It's not what I would have done, but I'm not running the Grizzlies, and so it doesn't matter what I would have done. So, and only time will tell. And the Grizzlies clearly have a plan this year. And that's why, like, it's not like a move that I think it would be, baffling to me or just I'm killing them for anything like that. Because, again, it's just different. And they clearly have a plan this offseason. They clearly have things they're wanting to do. And so we still don't even know what the end result is. We still don't even know what the roster is going to look like. We have a pretty good idea now, but we still don't have an ultimate roster that's going into a training camp in the middle of July. And so depending on what you maybe get for Andre Iguodala, if you're able to move some other pieces, those are the type of things that will ultimately make this move like really good or bad, or those other decisions surrounding that. Because if you get rid of DeLon Wright to bring in Tyus Jones, you get rid of that offense to bring in someone with no offense. And again, that's fine, but you have to go supplement that offense in another way. And whether that's going to be relying on Grayson Allen, maybe he's going to step up. Maybe that's just they're going to play young players. That's not something they have to decide right away. They don't have to go out and decide that they're going to replace that shooting or replace that offensive ability right this season. But they will have to do something for that next year, because you can't put this amount of pressure on your point guards, especially your young point guards and your big man at 19 years old, who's probably the best 3-point shooter on the roster right now. You can't put that amount of pressure to create that amount of offense without some type of outlet. Like, there has to be some type of outlet for those type of players. When Jaren draws defenses all the time, there's got to be some type of shooters or somebody around him to make plays. And so again, they don't have to address that right now, But they will have to address that maybe next season where they go out and sign a bigger restricted free agent. I don't know what that plan is, but they clearly have a plan. And so that's why I don't think the move's just crazy. Again, it's fine. It's just different. But I do think the conversation of Tyus Jones versus DeLon Wright is a real conversation. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this, then get into Summer League after the break. Welcome back to the show. Again, I just want to continue this conversation. I had to take a quick break because I was already behind in that first segment, but I do want to talk. Continue the conversation. Tyus Jones versus DeLon Wright. Tyus Jones is a guy that, again, does not rely and has not been a good shooter at all. But pretending like DeLon Wright is the same person as Tyus Jones is just kind of silly. Like, if someone tells you that they're similar, that's not true. They're not similar at all in the sense that they're maybe point guards, and that's fine. The other situation is maybe he's younger. I don't know from the Grizzlies' perspective what they're really getting, you know, what their real end goal with him is, other than he's younger. He's a game manager. He can relieve Ja Morant. He can take some pressure off the ball. Those are all great things, but at the end of the day, you still have to have offense. You still got to score the basketball. So we'll see. If he can get up and down the floor, maybe he can get up and down the floor for someone like Brandon Clark. If that's someone who's playing with in the second unit, that's maybe something they can do. If you're getting up and down the floor, Brandon Clark, getting in situations where he can, you know, throw lobs, Brandon Clark, you know, fast-paced situations, what we've seen Taylor Jenkins clearly wants to get into right now with his summer league and the way he's spoken. He wants to play up-tempo type of basketball. So maybe he can get in that situation where Brandon Clark's in there. Maybe, again, maybe if Grayson Allen comes along and he's potentially your three-point shooter, he's your guard that can knock down shots. Maybe that's a situation. Again, you don't have to find this – you don't have to resolve this right away. With the Grizzlies, they're just going to be bad next year. So you go out and be bad, and you give those guys minutes like Grayson Allen, like Josh Jackson, like Brandon Clark, all these young guys you have to make decisions on. That will help you making those decisions, go out and giving them minutes, but also doing it alongside Tyus Jones, who is clearly your point guard for the next 3 years. And so giving them minutes with Tyus Jones, seeing how well they play together, seeing how well they play, period, can help you make some decisions on them going into the future and just makes, you know, like Josh Jackson, for example, he's got a player option next year. You need to figure out what you got in Josh Jackson this year so you can either just walk away from him or you can pick up the player option. Those are the type of things you have to figure out this year, and those are the type of things you have to figure out with Tyus Jones as your backup point guard. Will it be a bad signing? I don't know. I think his offensive deficiencies will probably make that yes or no. Like, can he come along far enough in his mid-range game? Can he come along far enough getting to the basket, getting making shots in the offense? Can he come far enough along with the Grizzlies to be able to make that money worth it? Because you're paying him $8 million a year to do it, and you would have been paying DeLon Wright roughly about the same amount of money. So that's why I think it's not just an afterthought of Tyus Jones is a win and the 2 second rounds are picked or win and who cares about it, because it's a little bit more complex than that. Than I think you're just writing off the two assets that you got plus Tyus Jones is better than DeLon Wright. I think writing that off just by simply ignoring everything else is just, I think it's silly to not entertain the conversation that what DeLon Wright was able to do for you as a player on the Grizzlies. And that right there is the problem I have with just people saying, oh, it's fine, not a big deal, it's a win no matter what. It probably is a win in the end, but it's still worth a conversation to have that DeLon Wright is potentially better than the 2 second round picks and Tyus Jones. I mean, the money's about the same, the assets aren't very good, so again, the ultimate decision maker will be what will Tyus Jones be able to do in the long run in year one, in year two and three in this contract. Is he able to supplement the offense enough to where it's not that big a deal and it's not a deficiency? Because if he can't bring along the offense, then you have another situation when you have like a Tony Allen where they're just going to ignore him. If he can't score the basketball offensively, they're going to be out there playing 5-on-4, and it's not going to be people are just going to ignore him. Defenses are not going to close out at all. So those type of things are a real thing in the NBA. Those type of situations where you get into your guard not being able to bring defenses out, not being able to make them at least just be reactive to you when you have the ball. And so I think that will ultimately decide whether this is probably a good or bad for the Grizzlies letting DeLon Wright walk and putting their stock into Tyus Jones. We'll take one more quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Summer League and wrap up the show. Welcome back to the show. Grizzlies are in summer league. They play again tonight. They played on Tuesday. They have played, this is to be their fourth game. They're 3-0 in summer league. They are going for that summer league championship, which is fine by me. Go get you some. Brandon Clark has looked fantastic since he's been able to join the Grizzlies. He has looked absolutely superb. I liked what John Karchar has done. Bruno has been non-existent. I mean, has been okay. Just fine. He's been just okay. 6 points last game. Brandon Clark had 9 points. But Brandon Clark's been everywhere. Ivan Rabb showed up a little bit, not much. But you know, I'm not gonna like talk about box scores and break down games in summer league. I don't think that's a useful conversation for this show or for really anybody. The conversation with summer league, and I'll leave it like this: is if you are a useful NBA player, and I think I said this before on the show, but I'll say it again. If you're a useful NBA player and you disappear in summer league, that's more concerning to me than if you're out there just killing it. Like I look most people are saying, oh, he had 20 something points. Like, you know, Tyler Harvey last game, 23 minutes, 19 points, just was really, really good on the floor. He was 5 from 8 from 3. And you have people out there saying, let's just sign him. Be awesome. And that's fine. You can overreact to a summer league game because there's nothing else to talk about. And that's fine. Cause everybody does it. It's cool. But Tyler Harvey is not an NBA player. It's just the truth. But Brandon Clark is, or he should be. And so Brandon Clark should be out there being awesome at summer league. If Brandon Clark is out there not being awesome at summer league, that's when you should be more concerned. Brandon Clark is doing exactly what he should be doing. Bruno Caboclo, not so much. Like, if you're an NBA player or you are a role player in the NBA or what you should be out there dominating summer league because you're playing against a bunch of guys who in theory have inferior talent level than you do. They are not going to be in the NBA. They are not as good basketball players as you are. So in theory, you should be out there dominating summer league. Brandon Clark should be out there showing up in all types of categories. He should be doing exactly what he is doing. If you're not showing up, like we saw in the one game that Javon Carter played and he disappeared, that's when you should be concerned. If your future NBA role players can't be good against other players who are never going to make it in the NBA, how are they going to be good against actual NBA players? And so that's kind of how I view summer league. And you should expect to see those guys continue to play well against other people who are, frankly, and that's no knock on those guys, they're not NBA players and they're likely going to be not in the league. They're going to be maybe on some training camp rosters, something like that. Maybe a lot of those guys will get some 2-way invites, but the bulk of those guys, the bulk of the rosters of the guys you're playing against are not going to be on NBA roster. And so that is the issue if you cannot dominate against those guys. But Brandon Clark's played well. I love what I've seen from him. Again, if he can learn how to efficiently shoot the three-pointer, if he can be efficient at that, that will really change what he's able to do for the Grizzlies and really be a really dynamic big guy. So I'm excited to watch Brandon Clark play tonight. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun to watch with the Grizzlies this season. So I'm really, really excited to see him and Ja Morant play together. I don't know how much they'll play together. I don't really know if you can play Brandon Clark and Jonas Valanciunas together. So we'll get into roster stuff and what kind of lineups they'll play. But I would love to see Brandon Clark and Ja Morant play together. Even like we mentioned in the last segment, Brandon Clark and Tyus Jones, someone who can really pass the ball. So that will be fun to watch this upcoming season as well. I appreciate you guys joining for the show today. Again, make sure you go and subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies on whatever platform you choose, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iTunes. If you have a moment, please go rate and review the show in iTunes. And also go to patreon.com/LockedOnGrizzlies. That's a new Patreon page for Locked On Grizzlies. It's only $3 a month. You get extra bonus episodes when we have them. You get all the written content articles that I'll be writing over there as well. You get access to our Slack chat, Locked On Grizzlies Slack chat, to where we talk about NBA basketball and literally anything else you want to talk about. Also, you get access to giveaways that we're going to do every couple weeks on the Locked On Grizzlies page. Again, I don't know how I'm going to do them. Don't know how I'm going to structure them yet, but we'll figure that out as we go along. Just go over to patreon.com/LockedOnGrizzlies. Subscribe. It's $3 a month. Super easy and super affordable. So go do that as well. If you still don't know where to go after all that for the podcast, just go to LockedOnGrizzlies.com.